والسلام على خري خلقه وخاتم ربيع المرسلين سيد الأولين والآخرين شفيع المذنبين رحمة العالمين محمد الوالي الطاهرين الطاهرين المعصومين. قال الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحكم إلا لله يقص الحق وهو القاهر الفاصلين صدق الله ولي الذين أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, it is indeed an honor to have been asked to come here today and to spend time with you and to be on this panel and to say a few words and inshallah a little advice. First, before I get into that, I would just like to offer my heartfelt condolences to all of our brothers and sisters who have lost their lives in Palestine, and all of our brothers and sisters who have lost their lives also in Nigeria. Because in case the brothers and sisters may not know, yesterday many of our brothers lost their lives in Nigeria. You know, dear brothers and sisters, the price of freedom is great. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of those brothers and sisters that have went forth and sacrificed their life, that Allah will give them Jannah, inshallah. Salawat. It was a great honor and privilege to be with all of the brothers and sisters yesterday on the front line, standing up for our brothers and sisters in solidarity in Palestine and of all oppressed people throughout the world. You know, I said something to some of the brothers yesterday as we talked when we came back and on our way back. I wish and I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will have more days like yesterday. Because yesterday we had a glimpse of how it should be. We had our Jewish brothers. We had brothers from Ahlus Sunnah, from the second school of thought. Of course, we were there, the Shia, alhamdulillah. We had Muslim, we had non-Muslim, we had Christian there. And this is how it should be. Whenever there's an issue dealing with the suffering of any people, that we should be concerned. You know, it is a verse in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you save one life, it is as you have saved the lives of all humanity. And if you kill one individual and you take one life unjustly, it is as you have killed all of humanity. Dear brothers and sisters, oftentimes when we hear about Islam or we hear about Quran, these people never quote these verses. They always try to find some image of Islam that is bloody, as it was described by our brother before I came on, how they have the blood dripping from the swords. But this is not Islam. And we have a glimpse we saw yesterday of the true Islam, where we have brothers that are Muslim standing right alongside with our Jewish brothers, standing right alongside with our Christian brothers, and for the cause of a just cause. And so we will have to, inshallah, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we build on this unity. Okay? And one other thing as I conclude. When we look at the lives of our brothers and sisters that are suffering in Palestine, and we see that they have been under this type of oppression for over 50 some years, and still, alhamdulillah, they have been shining examples of resistance, and they have not bent, they have not broke, their will have not been broken, subhanAllah. And they have connected, alhamdulillah, with our humanity, because there's no way you can see little women and children murdered and not feel anything. What has happened to the humanity of us? You know, alhamdulillah, one of the secrets, one of the blessings of Shahur Ramadan is that during Shahur Ramadan, dear brothers and sisters, as you know, we go from 15 to 16 to 17 to 18 hours a day fasting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're not eating water, we're not drinking water, we're not eating food. But dear brothers and sisters, there's something else underlying this. It shows that if we can resist what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made permissible to us, food and water, surely we can resist oppression. We can resist the power of the taghut. Allahu Akbar. This is one of the blessings, one of the ni'mas of the sa'um. And make no small thing about it, dear brothers and sisters. It takes some strength. It takes some willpower to not to go towards that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made permissible for us. But we need to understand that and come away with strength and power. Remember, it was during Shahru Ramadan, on the 17th of Shahru Ramadan, where the Muslims had fought and won the battle. So during this time, we may think, or the enemy may think, that it is a prime time to attack the Ummah, because they feel as though physically we are weak. But in fact, we are strong because we're being fed from another source, and that source is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless all of you and keep all of you. And I pray, inshallah, that our numbers will even grow and triple the amount that it was this year, next year. Inshallah, we'll see you then.